Hello, is that Jello and Jane?
Yes.
Yes, it is. And who would this be?
Must be Altian, is it?
It's Altian.
Oh, hello.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for calling us.
No, look, I had to do it. I caught a couple of glimpses of something on Facebook, and I thought, I've got to make this happen.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic, because we don't want to, obviously go too in-depth because there are some legal proceedings pending, but everyone will remember back to earlier this year when there were some issues surrounding incidents that allegedly happened in our fair city. And I suppose the mainland journalists just went crazy and decided to label Tasmania as a bit of a bogan town and, let's avoid it like the plague type thing, and left a bit of a bitter taste in some people's mouths. Mm. And we have had clarification of what happened, but Altian, you love Tasmania, don't you? You're not behind all of that bogan labelling that went on over those months, are you?
Well, we both share labelling tragedies, I think, because I got labelled some incredibly nasty things by some mainstream journalists who just don't seem to have their ethics in place at all, but I don't think many people understand what Tasmania means to me. In 8 years, a Tasmanian girl is the one that made me, made me feel things that I hadn't felt in all that time. In Tasmania is where I had the biggest turnout in the whole 1,250 people. The first song that I wrote in 3 years was called Tasmanian Girl, and yesterday I put it down as acoustic demo, and I'm going to pitch it as a second single. So, truly Tasmania was, will always play a special role in my heart. So to see it, cross over like that because of just a few blokes, that it could have happened anywhere, it definitely hurt me, and it's quite sad how it turned out. So,
sympathies. What can you tell us about that night?
Well, I can just tell you what happened. I was in a quiet bar. I think it was called the Traveller's Pub or something like that. And it was very quite almost close to empty. There were about eight people in one corner, and it was four girls and four guys. And I just started to hear being called various names from the corner of the room, and which I wasn't used to at all. I mean, since X Factor, before X Factor, I've been called things and it doesn't really bother me. It's okay. But I heard the girls telling the guys to hush and don't, and I heard kind of like a little bit of, a little bit of excitement from the girls, because when I walked in, it was just some sort of like, I think that's the dude, the one X Factor sort of thing. Mm. And, eventually, the name calling began, and I actually did approach them and just introduce myself and say, "Hey guys, look, yeah, it's me. I just wanted to say g'day and introduce myself." But they were just standing up, put my hand out to shake one of their hands, and it just they were I can't really describe how anti lovely they were.
Yeah.
And then I turned to the ladies and I just said, "Look, ladies, thank you for I overheard. Thank you for giving a damn and for being sweet."
Mm.
That's literally what happened. And, of course, people are going to say, all sorts of things to defend themselves or to make themselves look better. But on my way out, it was just me and my bodyguard. After I left, instantly left after that, I thought, well, this is definitely not the place for me right now.
Mm.
They followed me out without their girlfriends, of course. And there was nowhere to go once they screamed out, "Oi," I thought, well, this is going to go down.
Yeah.
They just totally attacked me. My my bodyguard was with the biggest one. It took him a few seconds, and I had three blokes getting into me. I was on the ground, and I was just doing these like breakdance helicopter kicks. I don't know where they came from, but it was just basically keeping them, at a slight distance, half a meter, and that no one could really quite break in. And by the time I my bodyguard took care of that one, the biggest bloke, he came over and he really is a pretty big guy and very strong, and he just threw them off, and they literally walked away.